Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health, news, and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at multifidus muscle size changes at different directions of head and neck movements in females, and finally, a story about how the leg press exercise can reduce functional hamstring to quadriceps ratio in the elderly. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat podcast number 646. Recorded September 14th, 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/T-Eglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The aim of a recent study published in the Journal of Bodywork and Movement Therapies was to compare the dimensions of cervical multifidus muscle in different conditions. 25 women with neck pain and 25 healthy subjects participated in this study. The dimensions of the cervical multifidus muscle were measured at rest, 50% and 100% maximum isometric voluntary contraction at six directions of neck movements using ultrasonography. The study concluded that the size of the cervical multifidus muscle was decreased in patients with neck pain in the rest state. The size of cervical multifidus muscle changes in all directions of neck movements, although the most prominent was during neck extension. This points out cervical multifidus muscle stabilization's roles in different directions of neck movements. Surf to our show notes for links. The aim of a recent study, again published in the Journal of Bodywork and Movement Therapies, was to investigate whether 12 weeks of leg press strength training exercise could affect the conventional and functional hamstring to quadriceps ratios in the elderly. 12 elderly participants were submitted to a 12-week progressive training protocol utilizing two sessions per week using a 45-degree leg press exercise. A significant increase in the one repetition maximum was observed after 4, 8, and 12 weeks compared to week 0 and after 8 and 12 weeks compared to week 4. The study concluded that although the 45-degree leg press exercise requires knee extensor and flexor, hip extensor, and plantar flexor muscle strength, the author's findings suggest that the isolated use of the 45-degree leg press exercise reduces the knee functional ratio after 8 weeks of training. Therefore, 45-degree leg press exercise alone without a hamstring exercise should not be recommended for elderly individuals. As always, COT's HealthBeat recommends discussing all exercise recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Kim Ha Campbell. I am not the type that is trying to help add balance to your life by removing the balance in your savings account. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.